crazy criminals were busy this week in Florida. Here's what's on The Docket with Karen Curtis.
This week on The Docket, some pretty racy stuff went down the final week of July. First on The Docket, Shahida Ahmad, a brave victim that was injured in a hit-and-run crash, is urging the fleeing driver to come forward and take full responsibility. And according to Local 10 News, a driver's dash camera captured the whole thing.
Oh my God.
Happened in Broward County, Shahida Ahmad, who's 77, she's actually undergoing active treatment for stage 4 breast cancer, said she was driving west on Sheridan Street in Broward on July 17th, about 10:45 p.m., quarter to 11. And as she approached Palm Avenue, another car came out of nowhere and hit the side of her SUV.
I heard a big bang on my right-hand side. I said, what happened? You know, my car, it swung to the left, it went over the median, and then it hit the pole.
So that's Ahmad speaking to Local 10 from her hospital bed. By the way, I have the dash cam video of the wreck on our 850 WFTL website under Karen's crime blog. Now, Ahmad, again, as I said, has been battling stage 4 breast cancer, and now she can't walk. She broke her femur and fractured both her ankles.
I had a fracture of the femur. They put a rod in it, and my both ankles, I had a fracture there. So, you know, I'm unable to walk.
Well, she credits the man who captured the crash on his dash camera, his name is Shane Strump, for pulling over and taking care of her as he called 911.
You hit somebody and you run away. Face the consequences. Be bold enough, you know?
Yeah, so the car that struck Ahmad sped away. Hopefully someone will recognize the vehicle from the dash cam video. Search warrants were served at 4 locations this week in Broward and Miami-Dade counties in connection with the assassination of Haiti's president. A Broward County man is accused of funding the hit. Haitian police say that he paid for the training of those who killed President Jovenel Moïse, but his lawyer says the money was for a renewable energy project in Haiti. Palm Beach County deputies came under fire Wednesday afternoon this week. While serving a warrant in western Boynton Beach, a deputy was shot in the hand and leg, was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. All right, here's where the docket gets a little racy. A Florida man who failed to inform his sexual partners about his HIV-positive status is behind bars. 27-year-old Gentry Burns pled no contest to one count of uninformed HIV-infected sexual intercourse, and in addition to the 2-year sentence, he faces 12 months of probation. Burns of Port Orange was arrested in 2019 after his ex-girlfriend reported that he was having sex with other women and not telling them he was HIV positive. Well, medical records indicate Burns was first diagnosed with HIV in January of 2014, and an investigation after his arrest revealed 3 women who had sex with him were not aware of his status, 2 of whom were diagnosed with the AIDS virus, according to the Daily Mail. In Florida, it is against the law for a person to knowingly have an STD and not disclose that information to their sex partner. The law includes disclosure of HIV in addition to other diseases, including gonorrhea, herpes, chlamydia, and syphilis. Man, it's a minefield out there. And here's a doozy. Another Florida man is now out of jail after he was arrested for using a pickle in a disgusting way while pleasuring himself outside someone's house in Oldsmar. Deputies spotted 47-year-old Eric Detiege lying flat on his back with no pants while trespassing on private property. He was sentenced to 3 months in the Pinellas County Jail and fined $550. In the affidavit, the deputy said that the suspect had his male member in one hand and a large uneaten pickle in the other. I guess that's vegetable abuse, or I guess a pickle's more of a condiment anyway.
But you can guarantee we're going to shoot you.
And our favorite sheriff, Grady Judd, is off the chain. During a press conference this week about an undercover drug trafficking investigation, the Polk County Sheriff, Grady Judd, busted a rhyme.
I'll make up a rap song about this. Well, I'll help you out. You see, we got your gold. We put your tail in the county jail.
See, he rhymed. We put your tail in the county jail. And he put their bling around his neck as well. The 16-month undercover investigation, Operation Bell Gang Blues, was conducted by the High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Task Force in Lake Wales, and all 32 people were arrested on charges of trafficking, sale, and possession of illegal drugs.
But you can guarantee we're going to shoot you.
And that wraps up the docket for the week ending July 30th. Thanks for joining me.